Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What's going on this Friday, folks? It is June the 20th and just a day away from LSU baseball taking on Coastal Carolina in the College World Series Finals Game 1 tomorrow right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. A 6 p.m. first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage. We're going to talk plenty about that in the show for sure. Next hour, the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, will be joining us. He's in Omaha right now. We'll get a little preview of this Tiger team going for their 8th national title. 6 o'clock hour, we'll get the Coastal Carolina point of view on things. Javon McCluskey, sports reporter and anchor for WBTW News 13 in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joining us. Getting more on the Chanticleers, the Chants.
The Shants, you said it correctly. I'm proud of you.
Well, I heard the head coach from
there. Yeah, he got mad.
He got mad.
Making
it pretty clear how the pronunciation is.
I mean, like, I can understand, like, Gonzaga. Like, it's Gonzaga. It's Gonzaga. And, like, the coach, Kelvin Sampson actually got mad, the coach of Houston, because someone said Gonzaga. And he's like, it's Gonzaga. I feel like Chanticleers is one. You'd be like, they're going to say it wrong. It's okay. It's like a fictional bird. It's based on like Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Like we can allow that one to be mispronounced. Y'all are the ones with the weird mascot.
Well, their head coach Kevin Schnall was very adamant about the correct pronunciation, and I mean he's through and through born and bred over there. Played for them as was an assistant coach over there, and now the head coach. So I get the affinity.
Yeah, and he probably feels bulletproof right now because his first year as the head coach, he's in the College World Series title game. Like, yeah, he's probably feeling his oats a little bit. Hopefully LSU can knock him down a peg, but hey, we'll see.
We got some black and gold news today. A little Saints roster action going on. The club has announced the fact that their signing of Seth Green and Barry Wesley were official, along with cornerback Jaden Price. The team also releasing, they've waived cornerback Travion Flewellen and running back Xavion Valladay. So some moves with the black and gold and bringing in more of those UFL players.
Yeah, Xavion Valladay, it's interesting because he was someone who I felt like...
we took lots of notes on.
He made some plays. we'll see if they bring either of those guys back. It's a situation that, you have them around. If somebody works out, somebody doesn't work out, you kind of have them on the short list. I don't think they're going to get scooped up anywhere. But yeah, I mean, you're just feeling out the roster right now. What do you need? I think Seth Green is interesting just because he was a quarterback in college. He ended up being kind of a hybrid wildcat wide receiver at Minnesota. Ended up going to Houston, played tight end. He was playing tight end in the UFL. he's a guy that you feel like could do some wildcat things, which if Taysom Hill starts training camp on the PUP list, which is what I would
kind
expect.
Of expect, right.
Maybe he's a guy that you could just incorporate in certain ways. We're talking, if you put, looked up camp body in the dictionary, you could put any of these names next to him and be like, camp body right there. So
we'll see. Maybe for Valladay, that signing of Cam Akers was kind of a writing on the wall for him.
Yeah, I mean, you only need so many running backs, right? He was probably at the bottom of the list. So, he's the obvious one to get kind of lopped off the bottom. You're not going to cut Kendre Miller. You're not going to cut Clyde. You're not going to cut Bayless Jones, who you signed this offseason, right? So it just made sense.
You mentioned the draft pick too, right?
Devin Neal and Marcus Jones. Yeah, you're not cutting them. So, yeah.
Other Saints, I won't say news, but over on the rumor mill on social media, I saw Saints second-round pick Tyler Shough is reportedly seeking a 4-year fully guaranteed contract, which is holding up the Saints' negotiations with him. He was selected with the 40th pick and slotted for a 4-year, $10.79 million deal, and he wants reportedly all 4 of those years guaranteed since he's competing to be QB1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun. Yeah, well, I mean, it should be guaranteed. Like, the fact that second-round picks don't have guaranteed contracts is
a fully guaranteed deal?
Oh, yes! It's $10 million over 4 years. What are we talking about? It's the funny thing.
Do something first.
You sign a contract first. Since when do rookies come to the NFL and have to play games before they sign their contract?
I don't have a problem with getting a contract, but fully guaranteeing that
you
money up front.
You drafted a quarterback in the second round. If anyone deserved a fully guaranteed contract, it's the quarterback. You're going to look a guy in the face and say, we want you to be the face of our franchise, and then be like, that $2 million in year four? Ooh, I don't know. What if something weird happens? Come on. You're going to pay Derek Carr $60 million next year, and you're gonna get weird about $2 million on the back end of a rookie contract? Now, it's all posturing. Here's the thing. 30 second-round picks have not signed their contracts yet.
Right.
30. You know how many teams there are in the NFL?
32.
Okay. So a vast majority of second-round picks haven't signed their contracts yet. Jaden Higgins signing a fully guaranteed contract as a second-round pick
now it sets
is what
precedent.
Gummed up the works a little bit, right? And now you have a lot of other second-round picks waiting to see what the Saints do with Tyler Shuck, because if there is a precedent for a wide receiver shouldn't be getting a full and guaranteed second round pick. A quarterback in the second round has much firmer ground to stand on, because here's the thing, if he is your starter in year four, that is going to be an insane steal of a contract. I don't care if it's guaranteed or not, even if he's your backup. That contract's going to be a steal in year four. Even if he isn't the starter, even if Spencer Rattler comes in and balls out, talking about $10 million over 4 years. So I do not see it as a huge issue. I think, here's my thing, these contracts should be guaranteed on day two. Like, rounds three, four through seven, sure, whatever. I mean, you draft these guys to contribute. I mean, and there are not massive contracts. First-round picks have fully guaranteed deals. So we're saying because he got picked eight picks outside of the top 32.
It's not round one.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Look at every other sport and be like, those contracts are guaranteed. Well, these aren't. Why? Because the teams have a lot more control and are a lot more invested in making sure this precedent is not set. I guarantee you there's a lot more pressure externally to not sign him to a guaranteed contract than there probably is internally that they actually care about it, because the other teams don't want to have to look at it and say, well, two second-round picks have already signed fully guaranteed contracts. How do I now look at my second-round pick and tell him, but we don't think you're worth it, right? So teams don't want that precedent to be set. That said, it should be set. I mean, we're talking about a $10 million contract over 4 years for a guy that you may start at quarterback in his rookie season. Think about that. Like, that's a contract you're worried about? Like, I just think that's, like, getting up in arms about that is wild to me. When you have guys signing $60 million a year contracts at the quarterback position Kyler Murray is a guy that's making an insane amount of money per year. Like, the amount of guaranteed money on those deals, it's not even worth talking about $10 million. If you could sign a starting quarterback for $10 million guaranteed, you would do it in a heartbeat. But because it's a rookie, we think, it's crazy. I can't believe he wants it. It's a $10 million contract for your starting quarterback. I don't know. I just think, even the thought of it doesn't make sense to me.
We'll see what happens with this, and I'm sure we should have an answer at least before training camp starts, I would hope.
Yeah, I think you will.
It's all just posturing right now.
I think the Saints will cave. I think they should cave. Again, here's the thing. Like, I get it. You drafted him in the second round, but you also drafted a quarterback who you are telling that you think can be the face of your franchise. So, pay him the contract. It's slotted. It's not like you're negotiating money. I could understand if it was like, we were still in like the, the Sam Bradford days. Yeah, he can ask for anything and you have to talk him down. In this case, like, the value is set It's just a matter of whether you're committing to a guy or not. And again, like, I think it's more about the rest of the league doesn't want you to set that precedent.
Right.
More so than I think the Saints would actually have a problem paying their future starting quarterback $10 million.
Well, it would kind of make Spencer Rattler feel a little slighted, but I guess he was a fifth-round pick, so oh well.
I mean, he gets paid what he gets paid. The fact of the matter is, for a team that has so much dead money every year and they look at it like an operating expense, right? It's just it's wild to me that like you're looking at it and saying, oh, $2 million, how are we going to make that work? Like the Saints, you can make – that's a rounding error in their dead cap charge. Like, again, they're going to pay $60 million next year to a guy that's not going to be on the roster. Like, that's crazy. And we're talking about $2 million on the back end of a deal.
And just think, it could have been even more for Derek Carr.
Yeah. No, so I don't know. It's going to get done. I kind of expect it to be fully guaranteed, and I'm not surprised that he's pushing for it. The second Jaden Higgins signed that contract, I'm sure, like, everyone's like, ah, dang it. These negotiations are going to get way more difficult because...
Well, now everyone's going to ask fully guaranteed.
Yeah, right. And they did that early. They didn't even make him work for it, which is why, I don't know, like... Teams should just get in the habit of doing that because it's going to happen eventually. Like over time, more and more players, and then it's like, okay, we just want to get this over with. Do you want to play hardball? Do you want to be the Bengals, right, with Shamar Stewart right now? It's like your first round pick. Like I don't know. There's a reason these are slotted. It's supposed to be simple.
Hopefully, it gets done sooner than later, as one of the great, you know, coach speak terms.
Yeah, I mean, the good news is he's practicing. Like, the good news is not a holdout.
But come training camp, if nothing's done, I wouldn't think he's going to be around.
I think he will be because he wants to start for the team. So I don't know. It does get more complicated once you get into training camp because then you're talking about padded practices and, like, actual work. You get to a preseason game. I don't think you could actually play in a preseason game if you hadn't signed a contract. Right now you can operate on waivers, and I'm sure at some point it changes. So, yeah, I mean, like, again... Like, we could talk about Tyler Shuck. We have to talk about the other 29 guys who haven't signed their contracts, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.